Welcome to a celebration edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a trademark, and we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Dorothy Fields and Howard Lannan. But first, and most importantly, we're going to celebrate an anniversary. That's the first anniversary of this program, Rapidly Rotating Records, which was first heard on KISL-FM in Avalon on Catalina Island on July 16th, 2000. And so here to get us started is Sam Lannan and his famous players.
Thank you. smiles and tears. You're still here beside me, sweetheart, after all these years. And when things go wrong, you make life a song. Love is here to guide me, sweetheart, after all these years. I can picture the church on the hill where you whispered to me, I will. Glancing through those years, through those smiles and tears, still here beside me, sweetheart, after all these years.
Life is such a great adventure, learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today, 100 years from today. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. Oh, 100 years from today.
Mm-hmm. I have you now, right here beside me, and you know how you help and guide me. I wonder whether we'll be together a year from today. With every tear you shed in sorrow, I always fear about tomorrow. Will we be parted and broken-hearted a year from today? Each time we quarrel, you want to part. I'm so afraid that one day you'll start. For if you did, why, you'd take my heart with you, too. But then you cry when you've relented. Why shouldn't I be quite contented? I'll still continue believing in you a year from today.
Began and ended that set of songs to commemorate the first anniversary of the broadcast version of Rapidly Rotating Records with A Year From Today. The first rendition was by Sam Lannon and his Famous Players, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. And we just heard Al Katz and his orchestra from 1929 and their interpretation of A Year From Today. Al Katz was born Al Katzenberger. His bands made appearances under many different names, but in the 1920s he formed the group for which he is best remembered, Al Katz and His Kittens. Al Katz was active into the 1940s. And in between the two versions of A Year From Today, we heard Jack Harris and his orchestra with Fred Latham vocalizing on After All These Years. American violinist Jack Harris was a member of Ross Gorman's orchestra in the mid-1920s, which played for Earl Carroll's Vanities on Broadway. In 1927, he accepted an invitation to play in the band at the Embassy Club in London, but he wound up staying in England until 1940. Early on, he recorded under pseudonyms such as the West End Players, Tunney's Floridorians, the Argosy Dance Band, Jeff Selby and His Boys, and Al George's Red Pepper Band. In early 1937, he went into a business partnership with bandleader Bert Ambrose and renovated and reopened Ciro's Club. In April of 1940, he returned to the U.S. for a short visit, but because of the war and the fact that he was a U.S. citizen, Harris was unable to return to England, and so he formed a new American band, which appeared at the La Bamba Club in New York. Rapidly Rotating Records has been broadcasting on KISL for a year now. I'm not sure if we'll be here 100 years from today, but we heard 100 years from today with Jack Teagarden performing his best-known vocal. 100 years from today was composed by Victor Young, who led the band in that recording made almost 68 years ago on November 11th, 1933. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. We'll be back to celebrate some birthdays when we return right after this. Last week, July 15th, marked the birth in 1905 of lyricist Dorothy Fields to the very successful vaudevillian Lou Fields and his wife Rose. Dorothy grew up surrounded by the New York theater crowd, and after finishing school, she was employed as a drama teacher. Around 1924, she met J. Fred Coots, and the two of them wrote a few songs together. Although nothing was published, she decided to switch her career to songwriting. She met Jimmy McHugh, who asked her to provide some lyrics for him. Her first success came with I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, which was originally written for the revue Del Mar's Revels. It failed in that show, but became a big hit for Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards in Blackbirds of 1928. During the 1930s, Fields and McHugh were based in Hollywood, where they wrote songs for over a dozen films. Dorothy began working with other composers, including Jerome Kern, with whom she won an Oscar for The Way You Look Tonight from Swing Time. She moved back to New York in 1939 and continued working in theater and writing songs into the 1970s. Dorothy Fields died of a stroke on March 28, 1974, at age 68. Here are three Dorothy Fields lyrics, starting off with Cliff Edwards.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now, though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, wool work doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, wool work doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Thank you. for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, so how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see? When you do the things you do, if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me feel that I need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. Now ever since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. Don't blame
me. Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what the end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love. Rome wasn't built in a day, kid. You have to pay, kid, for what you get. But I am willing to wait, dear. Your little mate, dear, will not forget. You have a lifetime before you. I'll adore you, come what may. Please don't be blue for the present, when it's so pleasant to hear you say. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, my little baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love, but love.
We started off the show with two versions of the same song, and in violation of all radio programming conventions, we just did so again. We started and ended that set with Dorothy Field's first successful lyric, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, from the show The Blackbirds. The first version was a huge hit for Cliff Edwards from July of 1928, and we just heard the original radio girl, Vaughn DeLeith, and her rendition from an unreleased Edison Lateral recorded the following month on October 14, 1928. In between, we heard a less well-known Dorothy Fields lyric for the Jimmy McHugh song It's the Darndest Thing from the 1930 show Singin' the Blues. That was performed by Ben Selvin and his orchestra with a vocal by the Wallace Trio from October 8, 1931. And we heard Joseph Wagstaff and Don't Blame Me from the 1933 show Clowns in Clover. Just a few of the many fine lyrics penned by Dorothy Fields, born July 15, 1905. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Your comments and requests are most welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and to play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Which reminds me, it's about time to change the questions. We'll be back to celebrate another birthday when we return right after this. Dorothy Fields, whom we spotlighted last segment, shares her birthday, July 15th, with Howard Lannan, who was born on the same day, but a few years earlier in 1897. Five of the nine Lannan children went into music. Brothers Sam, James, Howard, and Nat, who later became known as Lester, became dance band directors. Howard led bands in Philadelphia and began recording in 1923. Here are four from Howard Lannan. Thank you. I like that record. Howard Lannan and his Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra and Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. Ben Franklin refers to a Philadelphia hotel where Howard Lannan played, although this recording was made in Camden, New Jersey on September 29, 1925, as was the previous record, Melancholy Lou. It has been suggested that the band in these recordings of the Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra was actually led by Sam Lannan, but the notes I have say Howard, and that other members of the band included Red Nichols on trumpet and Joe or Willie Lannan on piano. The first two records we heard were by Howard Lannan's Arcadia Orchestra, recording for Jeanette in New York on May 25, 1923. We started off with My Sweetie Went Away, which was followed by I Cried for You, a musical tribute to Howard Lannan, born July 15, 1897. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with the story of Nipper when we return right after this. This past week on July 10th in 1900, one of the most famous trademarks in the world, his master's voice, was registered with the U.S. Patent Office. The logo of the Victor Recording Company and later RCA Victor shows the dog Nipper looking into the horn of a gramophone machine. The trademark was first registered by Emil Berliner, inventor of the flat disc record, but the following year the copyright passed to the Victor Talking Machine Company. Nipper was a stray dog found in 1884 by Mark Barad, a scenic artist at the Prince's Theatre in Bristol, England. When Mark died, the dog passed to his brother Francis, also an artist, who several years later painted the picture of the dog, head cocked and with a puzzled expression, sitting listening to the gramophone. In the original version, the dog was listening to a cylinder machine with a black horn. Barad showed the picture to several publishers and phonograph manufacturers, but there was little interest. But when Francis showed it to William Barry Owen of the Gramophone Company, Owen offered to buy it if Barad would change the phonograph to a gramophone. The revised painting was delivered on October 17, 1899, and Barad received two payments of £50 each for reproduction rights and the copyright. Barad died in August 29, 1924, at age 69, having completed 24 copies of his most famous painting. So, in commemoration of his master's voice, I'm going to play several of my favorite records sporting the HMV logo. The first is by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. Start tapping your toes now, because from Victor 20827, here's the Tap Tap. Thank you.
think I'm falling in love.
Strike me blue if I don't think it's you.
Strike me brown if you're not down from heaven above.
Strike me green if I don't mean it to. I was shy, a bit of oh my, but now I feel blue.
There's no doubt you're gonna bring out the Tarzan in me. Strike me pink if I don't think I'm falling in love.
Strike me blue if I don't think it's you.
Some fine records carrying the logo His Master's Voice, registered with the U.S. Patent Office on July 10th in 1900. We started off with the Tap Tap, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. Roger Wolf Kahn, born in Morristown, New Jersey on October 19th, 1907, began studying the violin at age 7 and ultimately mastered 18 different instruments. He began composing music at age 12 and formed his first orchestra when he was 15. In 1935, Roger Wolf Kahn gave up his band in favor of aviation and in 1941 became a test pilot for an aircraft manufacturer. Then from Victor 20069 from 1926, Sid Sidney and his orchestra and Could I? I Certainly Could. And we finished up with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Strike Me Pink from the Broadway show and 1936 Eddie Cantor film of the same name. Between 1925 and 1935, the Arden and Oman Orchestra played in the pits of a great many successful Broadway shows. The two met while Arden was in New York making piano roles and soon formed a duo. In 1924, the two men were hired for the Broadway musical Lady Be Good. They played for the show Tiptoes in 1926 and Spring Is Here in 1929, but they gained national fame from their regular radio broadcasts. They began by providing background music for commercials and news reports, but by the mid-1920s, Arden and Oman had a number of their own radio shows. For a few years, both men led their own orchestras, but reunited to record for Brunswick in the mid-1930s. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You can also visit us on the internet at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and to play the Jeopardy-type music trivia game. Until next week, I do thank you for your very kind attention.